Good day, and thanks for taking the time to pray with us. We begin on this feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe with a quote from St. Pope John Paul II, who spoke at her basilica in Mexico City on January 23, 1999. He said, "I had the joy once again of celebrating in this basilica, which is loved so much by all Mexicans, all Americans, children of peace. The Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe is the world's most visited Marian shrine. It even surpasses the number of pilgrims to Vatican City each year. An estimated and historic number of pilgrims, 12.5 million, visited in December 2022 to celebrate her feast. Pilgrims travel there to be near the area where Mary appeared to St. Juan Diego and venerate his tilma, a simple cloak which bears her image. The image was miraculously imprinted on his cloak after her apparitions in 1531. The Virgin of Guadalupe asked that a church be built in her honor. When Juan Diego presented the request to the local bishop, his bishop requested a sign. Once again, Mary appeared. She led Juan Diego to the top of a hill where roses were in bloom during the winter. Juan Diego gathered the roses in his cloak and took them to the bishop. When he unfolded his tilma, the roses fell to the floor, revealing a beautiful picture of Our Lady on his tilma. When news spread of all that had happened, millions quickly converted to the Catholic faith. Even today, nearly 500 years later, the tilma made of woven cactus fibers shows no sign of deterioration. And now we turn to our gospel. But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Luke chapter 1, verses 34 and 35. If, through an angel, I were told what God planned to accomplish through me in the days ahead, I'd probably ask as Mary did, "How can this be?" Yes, indeed. I'd have a whole list of things, past and present, that would raise questions about my suitability. How can this be? Given my marriage, or former marriage, or my health, or the consequences of my mistakes, or my obligations, or my lack of power and influence, or my weakness, and on the list goes. But it's the Lord who works through me. I'm not the one who achieves whatever good comes through me. Mary wasn't the one who achieved what God did through her. The same Holy Spirit that came upon Mary has come upon me. I am given things to accomplish that are part of God's plan, not mine. It's true. To whom should I speak about this? Why, God, of course. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.